By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, every morning we do start off the program with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's listen to the beautiful Quranic recitation. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
كذلك نقص عليك من انباء ما قد سبق
ہم ایسا ہی تمہارے سامنے اگلی خبریں بیان فرماتے ہیں
وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِن لَّدُنَّا ذِكْرًا
اور ہم نے تم کو اپنے پاس سے ایک ذکر عطا فرمایا
مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا
جو اس سے منہ پھیرے تو بے شک وہ قیامت کے دن ایک بوجھ اٹھائے گا
خالدین فیہ وساء لہم یوم القیامت حملا
وہ ہمیشہ اس میں رہیں گے اور وہ قیامت کے دن ان کے حق میں کیا ہی برا بوجھ ہوگا
یوم ینفخ فی الصور ونحشر المجرمین یومئذ زرقا
جس دن سور پھونکا جائے گا اور ہم اس دن مجرموں کو اٹھائیں گے نیلی آنکھیں
یتخافتون بینہم الا بثتم الا عشرا
آپس میں چپکے چپکے کہتے ہوں گے کہ تم دنیا میں نہ رہے مگر 10 رات
نحن اعلم بما يقولون اذ يقول امثلهم طريقة الا بثتم الا يوما
ہم خوب جانتے ہیں جو وہ کہیں گے جبکہ ان میں سب سے بہتر رائے والا کہے گا کہ تم صرف ایک ہی دن رہے تھے
وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا
اور تم سے پہاڑوں کو پوچھتے ہیں تم فرماؤ انہیں میرا رب ریزہ ریزہ کر کے اڑا دے گا
فَيَذَرُهَا قَوْعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَا فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا
تو زمین کو پٹ پر ہموار کر چھوڑے گا کہ تو اس میں نیچا اونچا کچھ نہ دیکھے
یومئذ یتبعون الداعی لا عوج له
اس دن پکارنے والے کے پیچھے دوڑیں گے اس میں کجی نہ ہوگی
وخشعت الاصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع الا همسا
اور سب آوازیں رحمان کے حضور پست ہو کر رہ جائیں گی تو نہ سنے گا مگر بہت آہستہ آواز
یومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة الا من اذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا
اس دن کسی کی شفاعت کام نہ دے گی مگر اس کی جسے رحمان نے اذن دے دیا ہے اور اس کی بات پسند فرمائی
يعلم ما بين ايديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما
وہ جانتا ہے جو کچھ ان کے آگے ہے اور جو کچھ ان کے پیچھے اور ان کا علم اسے نہیں گھیر سکتا
وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم
اور سب منہ جھک جائیں گے اس زندہ قائم رکھنے والے کے حضور۔
وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا،
اور بے شک نامراد رہا جس نے ظلم کا بوجھ لیا۔
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا،
اور جو کچھ نیک کام کرے اور ہو مسلمان تو اسے نہ زیادتی کا خوف ہوگا نہ نقصان کا۔
وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا،
اور یوں ہی ہم نے اسے عربی قرآن اتارا اور اس میں طرح طرح سے عذاب کے وعدے دیے کہ کہیں انہیں ڈر ہو یا ان کے دل میں کچھ سوچ پیدا کرے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، that was the beautiful Quran that we're listening to. Remember, one of the beauties of reading the Quran is that not only do you gain blessings, but alhamdulillah, your worries are removed as well. Allah bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran that no doubt the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the satisfaction of the hearts. Yeah, the zikr of Allah. Now the ulama ikram, they define the zikr of Allah in many things. Like for example, reading the Quran, astaghfirullah, Allahu Akbar, talking about the pious people, mentioning or reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All these are classed as zikrullah azza wa jal. So alhamdulillah, if you have any worries, any problems, any, you know, anything that is worrying you or troubling you, read the Quran, understand the Quran, and inshallah, I guarantee you, inshallah azza wa jal, that you will have your worries removed, inshallah azza wa jal. Now the Quran is such a blessing from Allah azza wa jal. It says that the Quran is such a beautiful word of Allah, no one can stay away from it. There's a very beautiful story that I was reading in the Seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the Quran was being revealed, Abu Jahl and some of the other kuffar of Makkah, they were all caught listening to the Quran. And they all met with each other and they said, "Where were you?" And he goes, "Oh, nowhere, just out here." And he goes, "No, tell the truth." He goes, "I went to listen to the Quran." And he goes, "It's such a beautiful words that, you know, I heard today." And he goes, "Look, we're not supposed to be listening to the Quran. We're supposed to be opposing Islam. What are we doing? Let's get our heads together. And now none of us will come out and listen to the Quran." And they said, "Well, definitely, we're not coming from now on. Pakki ho gaya janab, sunne hai na sa." And then the next night, they all came and they bumped up with each other again. He goes, "Where were you?" "Oh, I was listening to the Quran." So the Quran is such a beautiful word of Allah. You can never, ever get away with it. And subhanAllah, when you hear someone reading the Quran, you know, especially if they got a beautiful voice, mashallah, but it doesn't really matter if you have a beautiful voice or not. Whenever you listen to the Quran, you know, mashallah, you feel something inside your heart. There's a few clips that I saw of non-believers, and when they were listening to the Quran, and there was a clip where one of them was listening to the Adhan, and you can see them crying, you know, subhanAllah. That is what the Quran does and says, instant results when you listen to the Quran. And when they were listening to the Quran, they were there, they were in tears, they were crying, and they just could not believe what's happening to them. This is the Quran. I guarantee you, dear Islam bhaiyo, if we all read the Quran at home ourselves, inshallah, you will see a difference in our life and in our families as well. So please try to make the Quran part of your life. Let's listen to the beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ، مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ، کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں۔ نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو، نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو، بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں، سرور مدینے میں۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں، آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں، ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی، ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی، بندہ پروری ہو۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے، بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی،
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی،
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی،
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا، دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا،
ان کی یاد میں شاید
لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عزوجل, very no doubt beautiful kalam, mashallah azwajal, and beautifully recited by Abdul Habib bhai, and some of the visuals that we saw regarding the beautiful city of Medina, and then when Amir Ahl Sunnat went on Hajj as well with the Nigrani Shura and other Islamic brothers, mashallah azwajal, amazing time that was, subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to perform Hajj. Gee, if you are watching our program, yes, you are watching Rise and Shine. We do have a fruit segment today as well. So later on in the program, we'll be watching that fruit segment as well. But today's topic, what are we going to be talking about? We're talking about quarreling, arguments, fighting, and especially disagreements amongst the Muslims. That's the topic that we've got today, inshallah azawajal. Why is it important to end our quarrels as well? Now, all this is done by the shaitan, and he enjoys doing that. The shaitan loves two people fighting. The shaitan enjoys Muslims quarreling, Muslims fighting with each other. The shaitan enjoys when a husband and wife have an argument. The shaitan enjoys when the mother and the son, or the father and the daughter and the family members, they all have arguments. That's what the shaitan enjoys. That's what he enjoys. Shaitan ki bada maza achna. Ila karai ladai jagde vyan. Lekin, how can we end these? At the end, what happened? What happens in these arguments? Yeah, you tend to slander the other person. The other person slanders you. Then you say something back to him, and he says something back to you as well. And this continues. And then at the end, what happens? The whole house breaks up. Yeah, everyone is having a fight amongst themselves. And then what happens? Everything is destroyed. In this way, we need to understand that we need to sit down and resolve issues rather than fighting, rather than arguing, starting quarrels. Sit down and resolve these issues as well. Without sitting down and resolving these issues, what's going to happen is things are going to get out of hand. And then sometimes a person will be so enraged, so angry, that just to take revenge, ma'azallah, he will go and burn someone's business. They'll burn his car, they'll break the windows, they'll bust the tires, then even go to an extent that they'll go to their house. Whilst everyone's asleep, they'll go and burn the house down. Astaghfirullah. And then if they know that person owns a business, a massive warehouse, he'll go and put fire in the warehouse. Why? Because of small arguments that lead to such a big event. And here we need to understand, shaitan ke is khatarnak war se khabardar. You know, be aware of the shaitan and of the shaitan's doing. Because remember, what will happen is that when two people fight, it's not two people, then it'll be two families, then it'll be two clans, then it'll be two countries, and things will just get out of control. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. بے شک شیطان ان کے پاس میں فساد ڈال دیتا ہے. یعنی indeed the shaitan, he makes quarrels amongst them. فساد, یعنی he does quarrels and he does fitna. بے شک شیطان آدمی کا کھلا دشمن ہے. No doubt the shaitan is the open enemy of the person. Isi tarah para number 7, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَى تَجَمَعِ كَنْزُ الْإِيمَانِ. شیطان یہی چاہتا ہے کہ تم میں بیر اور دشمنی ڈالوا دے. Yeah, that's what the shaitan wants, so that he could be having hatred fights and hatred amongst yourselves. Now, let's look at our society today. Let's look at our community today, our street, our family, our homes. Is the shaitan not successful? Shaitan kamyab to nahi ho riya. You look at it. Fights in the house, khandan mein ladai jhagde. My dad doesn't talk to my sister. My mom doesn't talk to her sister. My granddad doesn't talk to his children. Ladai jhagde. Wherever you, there might not be one house in the world that is without ladai. Everyone, illa mashallah, has got some sort of a problem. We have problems with others. Aur mazay nikale hai aapas hi che apne naal problems han. Our blood relations, we got problems with them. Dost yaar te janab acho koi nahi tusa acho mare kar hain rishtedar relatives, no, you can't come to my house. That's the kind of times that we are living in as well today. Wherever you look at it, you'll find quarrels, you'll find arguments. You'll find arguments at home. You'll find arguments in the business. The owner fighting with his employees. Employees fighting back with the owner of the business. If you're a landlord, you'll be fighting with your tenants. The tenant will be fighting against the landlord. Yeah, everyone, shopkeeper, he'll be fighting with his customers. The customers will be fighting with him as well. Everywhere where you go, problems and problems. How can we solve these problems? There's one solution. And that solution is, I learn things, I get better. Kehte na, fard se muashra banta hai. One person makes up the society. When we say society is corrupt, you are part of that society. So are you saying that you are corrupt as well? No, main ta nek ja banda, Allah na wali ha. Main ta nahi, phlao log kharab hai. It's got to always be the other people. I'm all right, you know, I'm nothing, alhamdulillah, no one's like me. That's not the case. We need to understand. Let's look at the lives of the Buzurganeddin, rahimahumullah. One Buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what happened was someone invited him to his house. And as he went to the house on the day and the time, he knocked on the door. And the person says, he opened the door and he says, gee, what do you want? He goes, you invited me today. And he goes, no, I didn't. He goes, okay, no problem. So he walked off. And then he goes, oh, no, sorry, I did. As soon as he came back to the door, he goes, I don't think I did, to be honest. And then he returned him again. This happened a few times. And the person, he says, Hazrat, I'm sorry. I was only testing you. And he says, doesn't matter. You know, just like a dog, when you call him, the dog will come to you. And when you say, go away, the dog will go away. I just did that, so no problem. And you know, that was the humility, the ajzi. Asan ki koi bulai de and mana karay, koi darwaza hi na khola, panina shona darwaza. We'll break the door down. Yeah, you invited me, you called me, miss zaleel tu karna hai. No. This is not the tariqah of the Buzurgan Deen. There's a few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's just go through them. One of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bukhari Sharif. Allah پاک کے ہاں سب سے ناپسندیدہ شخص وہ ہے جو بہت زیادہ جھگڑالو ہو. یعنی in the court of Allah عز و جل, the most disliked person is the one who argues, who fights a lot. Allah تعالیٰ does not like that person. Now ask yourself a question, are you one of them people that likes arguments? انہوں نے کہ ہمیشہ تیلی رہنے رہا. You know, why are these two people talking? چلو انہوں نے آگے فساد باؤ. You'll go to them, you'll make them fight with one another. You go to someone, you see two friends, mashallah, enjoying their, you know, life, alhamdulillah. They'll be best friends. They'll, you know, wherever they go, they're all together. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, but something's happened. Oh my God. Why are they together? Chalo ji, aage lao. And then what happened? Jhagdalu banda. He'll go and he'll tell something else. Such a bad person. Yeah. We got them traits inside us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, jo shakhs beja jhagda karta hai, he quarrels, he fights without a reason, وہ ہمیشہ اللہ پاک کی ناراضی میں ہوتا ہے یہاں تک کہ اسے چھوڑ دے. اللہ تعالیٰ will always be angry with him. Allah will not be pleased with him until he leaves what he has inside him. یعنی he stops quarreling. تو کچھ بندے نا you know, بے جا جھگڑا کرتے ہیں without a reason. There's nothing there and they'll start to just shout their heads off. And then people, you know why they do that? It's because they want people to be scared of them. Yeah, اس بندے نا he's very angry, بڑا ڈاڈا بندہ ہے. Yeah, dada, you know, as soon as you do that to him, nasi jasi. Yeah, so these kind of things we need to understand. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Jami' Tirmizi. Koi qoum hidayat par rehne ke baad gumrah nahi hui magar jhagdon ke sabab. Those people who've come to the straight path, who found the path, the right path, they will never move away from that path until they fight with one another. جھگڑا کرے گی. They'll fight over things. And the last hadith, بندہ ایمان کی حقیقت میں اس وقت تک کمال کو نہیں پہنچ سکتا. That a person will not reach to the heights of his ایمان جب تک کہ وہ حق پر ہونے کے باوجود جھگڑا نہ چھوڑ دیں. Until being on the right, being on the حق, if he does not quarrel or argue or fight with someone. کوئی دتکارے یا جھاڑے بلکہ مارے صبر کر, مت جھگڑ مت بڑبڑا, پا اجر رب سے صبر کر. Yeah, so alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, what we need to know is we need to do patience, we need to be sabr in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. And then a person who fights, he doesn't act upon the sunnah, and then what happens, like we heard, a person cannot reach to the heights of kamil iman, complete iman, unless he leaves quarreling and fighting, even though he is on the haq, he is on the truth as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ibn Hajar Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he says, jhagde agarche haq baat par hon, phir bhi unki kasrat najayiz kamon mein mubtala kar deti hai. That, you know, quarreling and arguing, even if they are on the haq, they will turn a person against the deen of Allah azza wa jal. And then he further on, he says, چھوٹی آفت یہ ہے, the smallest of آفت or punishment or bad, کہ جھگڑالو شخص نماز میں ہوتا ہے لیکن اس کا دل جھگڑے میں ہوتا ہے. He's in salah and all he's doing is quarreling, arguing and fighting, even though he's in his salah. Inshallah azawajal, we've got the daily reminder. Let's take the daily reminder and then inshallah we'll come back to the topic again. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We should treat everyone with good manners. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, undoubtedly among all the Muslims, the person I love the most is whose manners are good. Subhanallah. There's another hadith in Mubarakah. Likewise, a person humbly asked to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what is the best thing bestowed upon man by Allah? The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, good manners. The blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, on the judgment day, the heaviest good deed on the scale of the deeds of a Muslim will be a good manners. So what are the good manners? The mother of believers, Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you about good manners of the world and the hereafter? Keep relations with the one who breaks off relation with you. Bestow upon the one who deprives you, and forgive the one who oppresses you. The Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, I have been sent for the perfection of good manners. Subhanallah. So dear Islam brothers, we should also treat our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our family members with good members as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Azawajal, that was a very beautiful daily reminder. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to act upon that and to also, inshallah, Azawajal, become good practicing Muslims. Our topic of today is ending quarrels. Why is important when you see two Muslims fighting, when you see two Muslims quarreling with each other? Why is it important to end these quarrels? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, the one who makes his deen, his religion, the target of quarrels, wo aksar badalta rehta hai. Yeah, he always keeps changing. Hazrat Sayyidina Muslim bin Yasar, rahmatullahi alayhi, farmate hain, jagda karne se bacho, avoid fighting, kyunki ye alim ki jahalat ka waqt hai. اور اس وقت شیطان اس کی لغزش کے در پہ ہوتا ہے حضرت سیدنا امام مالک بن انس رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ says جھگڑے کا دین سے کچھ تعلق نہیں ہے A quarrels has no connection with the deen آپ نے یہ بھی ارشاد فرمایا کہ جھگڑا دلوں کو سخت کر دیتا ہے اور کینہ پیدا کرتا ہے He says that جھگڑا the fighting, quarreling will make a heart go hot and he has no connection with the deen. Sayyidina Luqman Hakim رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے اپنے بیٹے کو فرمایا علماء سے مت جگڑنا ورنہ ان کے دلوں میں تمہارے لئے نفرت پیدا ہو جائے گی. Do not quarrel and fight with the scholars. These are the people that we fight with today. Yeah, we go on Google, مسئلہ پڑھ لیا جناب میں بھی مولوی بنی گیا. چلو جی امام صاحب مناظرہ کرو ماننا. Yeah. These people have studied for 8 to 10 to 12 years in the Jamia. All their lives they've been studying Islamic books. And you've just stood up and then you've gone on Google and you're starting to squarrel with the ulama-i kiram. You're starting to argue with them. Oh, inna ki kaisna pata, mi ki pata. Yeah, that's not your field. And I've seen it the other day, we were there and there was this guy and he was a solicitor. And he was having an argument with the scholars in the imam sahab. No, this is what should happen. So, you know, the people that were there, they said, that, are you an alim? No, I'm not, but I know more than an alim. Yeah, so I'm not a solicitor, but I know more than a solicitor. Dude. It doesn't make sense. Allah Ta'ala has given a field to every person. You might be a master in your field, but you're not a master in being a scholar. You might be a doctor, you know, you might have specialized in one field, but that doesn't mean that you can go and challenge the ulama-i kiram. They are masters of their field. Yeah, so always stay in your boundary. Apni hadi chariyo. If you are not an alim, you don't quarrel with them. You don't argue with them. You go and learn. And there's different ways that you can ask a question. I had someone and he was saying, oh, that masla is like this, isn't it? And he goes, are you asking me or are you telling me? Hey, we're not asking, we're telling. To aajkal hum poochte nahi hain, hum batate hain. Oh, this is how we're supposed to do it. But you know, are you a scholar? No. So how are you telling other people? Oh, I know. Where did you learn it? I went online. But okay, you know, let's start doing operations and watch some YouTube clips. Yeah. And you'll see loads of clips, the operation, heart operation. They show you on YouTube the full heart. Yeah, open heart surgery. Okay, jao, do open heart surgery now because you watched it on YouTube. It doesn't make sense, does it? You'll never do that. So why is it when it comes to the deen, we're always, you know, I know more than the scholars. Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal bin Sa'd rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, whenever you see someone arguing, jagda karne wala aur apni raay ko pasand karne wala dekho, to jaan lo ke mukammal khasare mein hai. Hazrat Sufyan Sauri rahmatullahi alayhi farmate hain, agar main apne bhai se anar ke mutalliq jhagda karun, wo kahe ke meetha aur main kahun ke khatta hai, wo zarur mujhe badshah ke paas le jayega. Yeah, he says that if I have an argument with a Muslim and he says a pomegranate is sweet and I says no, it's sour, and he says he'll definitely take me to the king. Aapne ye bhi irshad farmaya ke jis se chaho khalis dosti aur taluq rakh lo, پھر جھگڑے کے ذریعے ایک مرتبہ اسے غصہ دلاؤ تو وہ تمہیں ایسی آفت میں مصیبت میں پھینک دے گا جو تمہیں معاشیت سے بھی محروم کر دے گا. It's true. Your best friend, you have an argument with him, he's not going to think back. A good friend is he. If you end up arguing with him, he will not argue back. He will not argue back with you is a sign of a good friend. Nowadays, Asana Janab, Mara Pakka Dost, I'll give my life for him. And at the end, he's the same person who brings me down as well. He won't even look at who I am. He'll just bring you down. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Abi Layla rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi farmate hain, main apne sahib yani saathi se jhagda nahi karta kyunki ya to main usko jhutlaunga ya gussa dilaunga. He says, I don't have an argument with my friend. Either I will make him angry or I will make him feel, you know, that he's a liar. But he's my friend. So there's other ways that you can talk to people. There's other ways how you can interact with people rather than having arguments, rather than having debates with one another. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hain, tumhare gunagar hone ke liye itna hi kafi hai ke tum hamesha jhagda karte ho. For you to be a sinner, it's enough for you to be a sinner that you always argue with people as well. So never argue with anyone. Whatever we are, whoever we are, try to always defuse tensions. Yeah, don't give more fire to the wood to the fire. Make things go easy. As they say, fire can only be extinguished with fire. Aag, aag se nahi bujhti, paani se bujhti hai. So therefore, when you see two people fighting, rather than giving a side of one of them, just diffuse the tensions. But that's different. Who does that? As soon as you see two people fighting, oh, janab, tu ka pe lassa hai tu, nikka hai tu, tu bhi de. And we put him back, push him back into the ring again. Yeah, because he's exciting. And then this biggest fitna that we have today, we'll take that out and we'll start making a video. Aya ta ko janab, do musliman ko li rene, de triya musliman bada neki ne kam kari rya. Yeah, we need to understand. Try to run away from arguments. The Sahaba Ikram, Allah Ta'ala mentions about them in the Quran, Ruhama'u Bainahum. They used to be so loving to one another. They used to be so merciful to one another. That's what we need to understand. As Muslims, we need to love our brothers. Yes, there's bad things inside them. Just like I've got loads of bad things. Yeah, I've got loads of bad traits inside myself. They're going to have the same as well. This way, they get angry, I get angry as well. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to look at that person and we need to say, look, I know you are wrong. I don't want to argue with you. And that's it. Just walk away. And if he says, no, achhi te sabit karo, come to me and tell me. The same. The Quran says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When you talk to a jahil, an uneducated person, قَالُوا سَلَامًا, just say salam and just walk off from there. So is this tarah, pyare Islam bhaiyo, try to control your anger. Try to control your anger. Try, if someone is shouting at you, don't shout back at them. As they say, if a dog barks, you don't start barking at the dog, do you? In the same way, if someone is shouting at you and he's wrong, just put your head down and walk away. You know, as they say, sometimes it's not your win might be written in your loss. Sometimes you'll have to back off to win the fight. پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا فرمان جنت نشان ہے, جو حق پر ہونے کے باوجود جھگڑا نہیں کرتا میں اس کے لیے جنت کے اندرونی کنارے میں ایک گھر کا ضامن ہوں. سبحان اللہ. Do you want a palace in paradise? Listen to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The one who is on the straight, who is on the حق, he knows he is truthful, but then he does not have arguments. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, I'll be a trustee for him to give him a house in palace. Subhanallah. Har waqt jahan se ke unhein dekh saku main, jannat mein mujhe aisi jagah pyare khuda de. Hadith Pak ko samne rakhte huye, let's listen. And our buzurgan deen, our pious predecessors, how much they feared Allah Azza wa Jalla, and how much these people acted upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Salim bin Qutayba rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Sayyiduna Bashir bin Ubaidullah bin Abu Bakr rahmatullahi alayhi, they came to me and they said to me, aap yahan kyun baithe hain? Why are you sat here? And I said to them, ek jhagde ke sabab jo mere aur mere chacha zaad bhai ke darmiyan chal raha hai. He goes, I am sitting here because of an argument that I'm having with my first cousin, my uncle's son. And they said, aapki walid ka mujh par kuch ehsaan hai aur main chahta hoon ke iska badla chuka doon. Phir kaha, maine khusumat yani jhagde se bhar kar koi cheez deen ko le jane wali, murawwat ko kam karne wali, lazzat ko khatm karne wali aur dil ko mashghool karne wali nahi dekhi. So he's talking about argues the arguments that all these things are a bad trade. ye sunkar main jaane ke liye khada hua to mere chacha azad bhai ne kaha kya hua maine kaha main tumse jhagda nahi karunga. Yeah, so he's there, sir, and his uncle's son, that is the one to an argument. He goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm going away because I don't want to argue with you. So usne kaha, to tumne jaan liya ke main haq par hoon. He goes, so you know that I am on the haq. And then he says, I replied, no, lekin main khud ko isse bachana chahta hoon. Usne kaha, main tumse kuch bhi nahi mangta. Phir jis cheez ke bare mein unka jhagda chal raha tha, unki taraf badhate hue kehne laga, ye tumhari hai. Yeah, so look at that. So he owed him something, and he sat down, and he says that he's to his brother, uncle's son, that I don't want an argument with you, and I'm walking away. And his uncle's son realized that, and he goes, I don't want an argument with you. This, you are on the haq. This belongs to you. So they were arguing regarding something. This is how you diffuse tensions. Walk away. Chale jaye, uth jaye wahan se. Do not sit there. امیر علیہ سنت says, نہیں سرکار ذاتی دشمنی میری کسی سے بھی, میری ہے نفس و شیطان سے لڑائی یا رسول اللہ. سبحان اللہ. So now, who do you think is the clever person? The one who has an argument and wins the argument, or the one who doesn't have an argument and then still wins the argument? اور ہوتا ہے نا, someone has to argue. لڑائی جھگڑے کر رہے, you're slandering him, and then you say, yeah, کیا کہنا, یہ جھوٹا ہے, he's wrong. And then the other person walks away, and the other person says, look, I'm wrong, he's on the straight. There's so many stories like this about our pious predecessors. When they were on the haq, they never argued with someone. And the other person felt so ashamed of himself that he said that, look, I am wrong. This is what you call a true Muslim, a true believer that believes in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a person who will get away from arguments. Try to avoid arguments. Try not to sit in a place where you think people will argue with someone. And if someone does start an argument with you, just walk away. Just say to him, no, I'm not going to have an argument. Main jhagda nahi karna. And then inshallah, azawajal, with that, Allah Ta'ala will give you blessing. Allah Ta'ala will reward you. Just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yeah, main zamin hoon, because you were on the straight, you were on the haq, yeah, you still did not argue with someone. Let's go towards our daily hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see what we can learn from this today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Quran, which is the clear criterion, the book for all Muslims, in fact, for all mankind. If you want guidance, recite the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, what the scholars have written in the commentary of the Quran. But this Quran that we have, it's not just to wrap up in a beautiful cover and place at an elevated place in our homes. No, we have to read it. We have to open it to gain fuyudat, blessings from it. And listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the person who acts upon the Quran. Sayyidina Mu'adh al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates this hadith which is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qara'a al-Qur'ana, whoever recited the Quran, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ, and he acts upon what is mentioned therein, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the Day of Judgment. Such a crown, ضَوْءُهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ ضَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ, its luminosity will be greater than the luminosity of the sun. فِي بُيُوتِ الدُّنْيَا, the sun, when it's shining bright, and it's as if it's inside your home because of its brightness. It's as if it's inside your home. لَوْ كَانَتْ فِيكُمْ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِالَّذِي عَمِلَ بِهَذَا. So if this is the martaba, the rank of the parents, then what do you think about the son who himself has been acting upon the Quran? SubhanAllah, what daraja will he attain on the Day of Judgment? So it's very important for parents and children to note this hadith, keep it in mind. If the parents want their akhirah to be like this, they want to wear crowns on the Day of Judgment, and the description of the crown was given as well, then we must ensure our children read the Quran and act upon it. And the children, if they want their parents to gain such honor on the Day of Judgment, they must also follow the teachings of this hadith. May Allah enable us to love the Quran wholeheartedly, to recite it and understand it. and thereafter act upon it as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The shaitan loves to do is to have arguments with the husband and wife. Yeah, and then at home you see the wife, she's having an argument with her mother-in-law. The mother-in-law is having an argument with the daughter-in-law. And who gets in the middle is the son. The wife comes, the father, Amir al-Sunnah, he says the son will come back from work, all day long he's been working, he's tired, he just wants to go back home and relax. So as soon as he sits on the settee, yeah, the wife will come up. Do you know your mom did this? Yeah, oh yeah. And he'll be thinking, oh my God, here we go again. And then a few minutes, the mom will come crying. You know, your wife did this to me. She did this to me. Yeah, this happened, that happened. But oh, bechara, he's gone. Allahu Akbar. And so many times you see these kind of things. And today, you know who benefits? Your enemies. Bar lok asiban asan, muska asan. Or, you know, them husband and wife, they've had an argument, they've fallen out with each other. Or that mother, she's having an argument with her daughter-in-law. So what happens is people start to spread rumors. Puri khandani tabayyo janiye. Hazrat Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to tell the Sahaba ikram about when the night of Laylatul Qadr is. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that I have come to tell you what night is Laylatul Qadr. And because of these two people arguing, that knowledge has been taken away. Yeah, Shab-e-Qadr ki ta'ayyun utha li gayi hai. That knowledge to which night is Shab-e-Qadr has been taken away. Mumkin hai ye utha liya jana behtari ho. Maybe that is better for you, but that knowledge has been taken away. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, now in the last 10 days, on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th, پیارے آقا حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے آخری نویں ساتویں پانچویں میں تلاش کرو یعنی look for the night of لیلت القدر in the last five nights of Ramadan, odd nights of Ramadan. So الحمدللہ عز و جل, here, you know, we can't say that ma'azallah, if the sahaba ikram did not fight, this would have happened. Allah Ta'ala maybe has written it that way, that we had to, and this like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, maybe it's something that best has happened for you. So inshallah, Azawajal, we need to understand that whenever we have these kind of arguments, barakat goes away. That barakat, that beauty of iman, it goes away. And then what happens is fitne, larai, chagde, they all continue. We need to understand, there's a very beautiful, a narration. He says, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the wahi, balai ki baatein khud bhi seekho aur dusron ko bhi sikhao. Learn good things and educate them. Main balai seekhne aur sikhane walon ki qabron ko roshan farmaunga taake unko kisi kisam ki wahshat na ho. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was told that I will enlighten their graves, that they will have no fear inside their graves. Subhanallah. And who are these people? These are those people who avoid fights and who avoid quarrels. And now, so most of these things, what happens is when people are not in the environment, when people are not in the environment of the acting upon the sunnah, we're not with a group of righteous people, nek logon ke saath nahi hote. That's why if you have good friends, you will have a good deen. If you have bad friends, then you're going to be misguided from the deen. So we need to understand, who are my friends? Are your friends, mashallah, who read the Quran? Do your friends act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If they don't, then what kind of a deen are we going to be following on? We have a fruit day. Let's see what fruit we're going to be learning about today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today, let's hear about The papaya, yes, this is a tropical fruit known for its sweet flavor, its vibrant color, and numerous health benefits. Although remember, angels don't have a fruit. However, so many people would call this fruit the fruit of the angels due to its delightful taste and nutrient-rich profile. The papaya is rich in vitamin C, providing more than 150% of your daily requirement in just one single cup. It's also packed with vitamin A, which is essential for good vision and immune function. In addition to that, papayas contain folate, vitamin B9, which is vital for cell growth and function, and fiber, which aids in digestion. The enzyme papain, found in the papaya, helps break down proteins, making it a powerful aid to digestion. Papayas offer many health benefits, with one of the key advantages being their ability to support digestion. The enzyme papain not only helps break down protein, but also promotes a healthy digestive system, preventing issues like constipation. Papayas are also incredibly hydrating due to their high water content, making them a perfect fruit for staying hydrated, especially in hot weather. Papayas are excellent for boosting the immune system. Thanks to their high vitamin C content, papayas help strengthen the body's defense against illnesses and infections. The combination of vitamin A and antioxidants in papaya also help protect your body from inflammation and supports overall health. The fiber, the potassium, and antioxidants in papaya help maintain a healthy heart by lowering cholesterol levels and improving blood circulation. Including papaya in your diet can reduce the risk of heart disease too. Papayas are also great for skin health. The high levels of vitamin C and vitamin A in papayas promote the production of collagen, which helps keep your skin firm and youthful. The antioxidants in papaya can also help protect your skin from sun damage, leaving it more radiant and healthy. Papayas contain several powerful antioxidants, which have anti-inflammatory properties. These antioxidants can help reduce inflammation in the body, making papayas beneficial for people suffering from conditions like arthritis. A fun fact, did you know that every part of the papaya can be used? The seeds, which have a slightly peppery flavor, are often dried and used as a natural remedy for digestive issues. Even the leaves of the papaya tree are used in various cultures for medicinal purposes. Papayas are versatile and can be enjoyed in many ways. Slice them fresh for a tropical snack, or add them to smoothies and fruit salads for extra sweetness. Papaya is also great in salsas and desserts. You can even use the seeds as a spicy addition to salads, or grind them as a substitute for pepper. Here's a tip. When choosing a papaya, look for one with slightly soft skin and a sweet smell at the stem. This indicates that the fruit is ripe and ready to eat. In reflecting on the variety of fruits like papaya, we are reminded of Allah's endless mercy in providing us with sustenance and healing from the earth. Papayas, with their rich nutritional profile and benefits for the body, are a testament to the wisdom in the creation of Allah. Let's take a moment to be grateful for these beautiful fruits and reflect on the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us. And my dear viewers, don't forget, try to eat papayas.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we were talking about the papaya fruit, also called papita in our own mother tongue. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, papita, the papaya is one of my favorite fruits as well. Alhamdulillah, one of my favorite muballis is online as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We have MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Usman Madani from Malawi. with us on air. Let's have a little discussion with Usman bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Usman bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Hafiz sahib?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, huzur. MashaAllah, Azawajal. We've had a lot of MashaAllah, Azawajal, discussion today regarding quarreling. But MashaAllah, we want to hear some words of wisdom from yourself, Usman bhai. The mic's all yours now.
This topic is a very important topic and very relevant globally. And in every society, in every community, this is such a topic which needs to be addressed. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Rise and Shine, Madani Channel, is always bringing some topics of this sort, which are always related to our day-to-day routine, Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. So this quarreling is actually something which starts with the result of anger. Anger and the shararat of nafs, meaning the inner self, wants to be the dominant one. And when we look in the ahadith-e kareem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has encouraged to avoid quarrels. He has encouraged to avoid argument. And a very famous narration regarding Shab-e-Qadr. Why was Shab-e-Qadr? Why was the night of Qadr hidden? It was a result of argument, a result of quarrel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So inshallah, let's be kind with one another and let's learn when to keep quiet, inshallah.
And sometimes what happens is the things that a person is arguing, they're useless things. There's not much in there, you know. And this is how you see that a person, it starts off with nothing, little argument, and then well, at the time it finishes, you're slandering, you mazallah, you're swearing at each other, and that's obviously what the shaitan wants from you guys.
Yes, definitely. And a person then holds that grudge, meaning a grudge which started with a minor scratch of your car, ends up to the family members, ends up to the friends and everything, meaning just a minor scratch, a person was not, you know, attentive or something, and that turns out into swearing one another's parents, and then it turns out that since after 3 years, those two guys are not talking to one another. Why? Because he did like that and he did not apologize to me, so they are still in that sort of animosity. So it leads to many other sins, it leads to many other evils, and then a simple argument can turn out into animosity into generations as well, that my grandfather and his grandfather fought once upon a time, so we don't talk to one another. So, you know, it's all halat, it's all useless. And if we sum all this up, this all leads us to one solution, that to end all this, there is only one solution, and that solution is ilm-e-deen. And that ilm-e-deen a person can get through the Madani mahol, through the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. So, you know, through the platform of Rise and Shine, I request all the viewers, keep watching Madani Channel. This is one of the best platforms through which, inshallah, you will be educated about these topics, inshallah. Can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our intentions.
Jazakallah, Usman bhai, thank you for your time. As always, mashallah, whenever we've invited you, you always said, labbaik. Jazakallah khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah Azawajal. That was Usman bhai from Malawi. Alhamdulillah. May Allah ta'ala bless him. And may Allah Azawajal reward him for all the good work that he's doing there. And many times, MashaAllah, you've seen it on social media, you've seen it on Madani Channel, that the good work that is happening in Malawi, how not only people are being given food and other essential items, but Alhamdulillah, many of them accept Islam as well. There's videos circulating on social media how MashaAllah Azawajal Usman bhai went to a village and Alhamdulillah, so many people accepted Islam. Now, Malawi is one of the countries where Dawat Islami's work is growing very fast, Alhamdulillah. So if you want to help the Madani works of Dawat Islami and to help the people of Malawi, you know, to please give your zakat and your fitrana to Dawat Islami so that we can continue the good work that is happening as well. Because Dawat Islami is all over. There's about 50,000 people or 70,000 people that are employed by Dawat Islami. They're doing the Madani works of Dawat Islami. They're doing the relief work of Dawat Islami. There's, Alhamdulillah, departments. One of the departments of Dawat Islami is FGRF, which is a welfare department helping the poor and the needy around the world. There's so many poor Muslims in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and then also You know, because alhamdulillah, on the ground, like Malawi, Uganda, Sierra Leone, one of the poorest country in the world, Sierra Leone. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawat-e-Islami is actively on the ground working in Sierra Leone, not just feeding people. They can, there's a difference between feeding people. Are we going to feed people all our lives? Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has a new initiative which is coming out, inshallah, that we need to give them businesses, we need to make a livelihood for them. So if you teach someone to do something, he'll carry on feeding his own families. And so many families, alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is supporting, in a sense that, mashallah, the children became Hafiz-e-Quran. They've all been given a masjid where they're now teaching. And alhamdulillah, they're earning their livelihood as well. Someone has become a shop owner, but he's through Dawat-e-Islami. Someone's driving a taxi, someone's driving a rickshaw, many other things. And this is what Dawat-e-Islami, not only relief, but to re-educate the people and inshallah azawajal give them work to do as well. Dawat-e-Islami is on the ground, and where Dawat-e-Islami is, inshallah azawajal, this relief work will continue as well. So definitely we need your help, and also looking after the planet. Alhamdulillah, up till now more than 200,000 trees have been planted by Dawat-e-Islami. 1 crore darakht, inshallah, humne lagane. Aur sirf pode nahi lagane. We're not just going to put plants, but we're going to make them grow into trees. Poda lagao, darakht banao. That is the motto of Dawat-e-Islami in FGRF regarding the plant work. And then also, alhamdulillah, where the relief work, sometimes natural disasters come, and Dawat-e-Islami is on the ground helping these people. There was a massive flood in Malawi. So alhamdulillah, the whole FGRF team was there working on the ground with the locals. And alhamdulillah, by saving so many locals and their livelihood, 25 of them accepted Islam as well. That is your Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah. We've got a small package for you to watch, and then we'll come back and wind up the program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's Dawat-e-Islami, it's a right to rectify the people, it's all over the world.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with your du'as and your support, we are nearly completing phase 2 project of Faizan-e-Madina Leeds. Behind me you can see the beautiful building, the brickwork completed. Now we've just got a few things to do and to make it watertight. The windows and the doors are to be installed, but we need your help. We need £250,000 to complete phase 2 of this project. So please come forward and help us and support us and build this house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, an opportunity to please our Rabb Azza wa Jal and help the deen of Islam. So please come forward and donate into the bank details that you can see on the screen.
It's all over the world.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we are at the end of our program. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be with you at the same time, same place, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.